Recorded Books presents What Happens Next by Christina Suzanne Nelson. Narrated by Rebecca Quinn Robertson. Chapter 1. Faith. Now. Faith Burns carefully laid plans, took advantage of unplanned distractions, and skipped town, never to be seen again. She stood outside her comfortable suburban home, one hand on the mailbox, the other holding a thick envelope from her attorney. Her line of sight did a dance around the yard as if one of her neighbors might be watching and somehow witness this moment of humiliation. Faith didn't have to open the seal to know what the package contained. Inside would be her copy of the final divorce decree. She hadn't wanted the dissolution of their vows, so she certainly didn't need to read through the corrosive words again. Tucking the mail under her arm, she straightened her posture and walked past the tulips just beginning to open in the early spring weather. With Easter only 4 days past, their appearance should have been predictable. But like those who witnessed the death of Jesus, she wasn't prepared for life to return after tragedy. A horn honked behind her, startling Faith from her pathetic comparison between crucifixion and being dumped by Neil. She turned to find Kendall, a friend she'd made through Neil but managed to keep in the settlement. The side door of Kendall's green minivan slid open, with Harlow and Ava piling out and lunging toward her. "Mom, I can't believe you're okay with this. Thank you." Ava hopped up on her toes, still not stretching quite to Faith's chin. She clutched the phone that Neil had purchased for her, even though they'd decided the girls could wait until their 13th birthday for that kind of responsibility. Apparently, in his mind, divorce gave her a 9-month advancement in age. "This is going to be the best summer ever." Faith kissed the top of Ava's head. "I'm sure it will be." She shifted her gaze to her 14-year-old. Harlow was skilled at non-verbally cluing her mother in on all things Ava, and what Faith was getting from her older daughter sparked flames in her chest. The delight melted from Harlow's face. "Stop, Ava. He didn't ask Mom." Ava's mouth hung open as her body stilled. "So we're not going to Hawaii for the summer?" "Hawaii? For the summer?" Faith's stomach became a jagged boulder. "Thanks a lot, Neil." "Daddy and I are still working through a few details about your vacation. Let us talk, and I'm sure we'll get everything worked out." Ava's eyes filled with tears. "Don't be such a little kid," Harlow snapped. "None of that. It would serve her husband, ex-husband, right to have an entire summer with the girls. They'd hit ages where they seemed to forget they were sisters, not mortal enemies. Head into the house and get started on homework. I'll be there in a minute." As they shuffled inside, their nasty whispers back and forth met Faith's ears. She'd had such a different vision for her children, her family. Kendall pushed the passenger door of her van open a few inches. "Hey," she patted the seat. "Take a load off." A quick look in the back seat verified that Kendall's middle school-aged son was in a nearly hypnotic state as he poked and swayed with his video game. She couldn't blame him. Being in the van with her girls could be a bit much. Kendall's offer to bring them home each day after school so Faith could get more time to work was a sacrifice for him, too. Plopping onto the seat, Faith let her ponytail drop against the headrest. She breathed out a stale sigh. "I take it you didn't know about Hawaii." Kendall turned to face her.
2 weeks. That's what I was told. They'd have the wedding, then the girls could spend some time with Neil's parents.
They don't get to the mainland very often anymore, and the girls miss them. Maybe there was a miscommunication. The gentle touch of Kendall's fingers on her arm nearly undid her. Faith let her head loll to the side. There was no mistake. Neil was being Neil. All, "I'm in charge here, Enneagram 8, and not a healthy 8. Neil only knew one way. His way. And everyone was expected to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?